President, allow me to make brief summary and additional comments on the queries made by member states. We have listened attentively and taken note of the recommendations made by member state. We also appreciate their interest on the prevailing situation in the country. We have received four batches of advanced questions before that UPR review. I believe that members of Myanmar delegation have covered comprehensively on those questions related to during their interventions. Madam Vice President, some member states raised questions on the concrete actions taken by the government to implement the provisional measures contained in the ICJ order of 23rd January 2020. During the public hearing before the International Court of Justice in December 2019, State Councillor Her Excellency Do Aung San Suu Kyi reaffirmed that if war crimes or human rights violations have been committed, they will be investigated and prosecuted by Myanmar criminal justice system. In April 2020, the President's Office issued three directives to government officials, which underlines to act in compliance with the treaty obligations under the Genocide Convention, to prohibit from destroying or removing any evidence of possible crimes related to criminal investigations, to denounce and prevent all forms of hate speech, and to participate in and support anti-hate speech activities. Madam Vice President, allow me to make additional comments on women, peace and security agenda and the steps taken by Myanmar government to operationalize UN Security Council Resolution 1325. The present government has put gender equality and women empowerment at the heart of the national development strategies towards a people-oriented democratic society. The government is also implementing Women, Peace and Development Plan for the advancement of women in Kayin, Kaya and Mon states for the period of 2020 to 2022 in line with the UN Security Council Resolution 1325. Moreover, the National Strategic Plan for the Advancement of Women 2013-2022 was based on the Beijing Platform for Action and the principle of CEDAW, which includes women empowerment, prevention of violence against women and girls, women's participation in politics and public offices, and women peace and security, among others. Madam Vice President, some member states share their concern over the four race and religion law, especially on religious conversion and population control. Myanmar adopted the four laws on prohibition of extramarital affairs, religious conversion, interfaith marriage, and population control for the protection and promotion of rights of women in 2015. These laws do not prohibit the interfaith marriage. Instead, it ensures Myanmar women a legal marriage with different faith without being forced to convert their religion after marriage. Moreover, the purpose of population control health law was aimed to address poverty and food insufficiency and provide awareness on reproductive health care and infant mortality, especially in remote areas where women are not aware of reproductive health and birth control. Madam Vice President, allow me to make a short intervention related to protection and prevention of violence against women. The judicial authorities have been filing lawsuits against perpetrators of sexual and gender-based violence against women and girls under relevant sections of the Penal Code. Anti-trafficking person law also includes provision for women's mental and physical insecurity, outrage of women modesty, and protection of sexual violence against women. In order to create more conducive environment for legal protection of women and girls, the Prevention and Protection of Violence Against Women Bill has already been submitted for parliamentary review process. Madam Vice President, in concluding, I wish to express our appreciation and sincere thanks to the UPR Working Group, members of the TRIOCA and member states, and the Secretariat for their support in making a successful UPR review on Myanmar. We reiterate our commitment to work closely with the UPR mechanism, which we believe is the best suited mechanism for promotion and protection of human rights. We will accordingly respond to the recommendations made by the member state as in previous UPR review. I thank you. May I now invite His Excellency Utontong U, leader of Myanmar delegation, to make his closing remarks. It will be a pre-recorded video statement. I thank you.
Madam President, distinguished guests.